Hey everybody, it's Clint. We're doing a podcast today, and I have a special guest in the room with me. It is my wife, Faith Payne, and this is a different podcast than maybe you're used to. You're used to me giving you some pointers and tips about psychological and spiritual growth, but today we're going to talk about something me and Faith started last week, and I'm going to let my lovely wife start off telling you what that is about, and we're just going to kind of talk back and forth about what we're doing together, and hope you want to be a part of that with us. So, Faith, why don't you tell them what we did last week and how we started.
So, first I want to say hello. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and thank you for allowing me to be a part of it. What Clint is talking about is, I guess, a group that we started called The Conversation. And this group is about kind of introducing people within the community to people who are not like them. So, you know, we want to explore different thinking styles. We want to explore experiences of different ethnicities, different races, different religions. It's an opportunity for us to join together with people in our community, like I said, who are unlike ourselves, and overcome our fear of the unknown, right? And for us to get through that fear by learning about each other through conversation. The very first meeting we had was really amazing. We had a small turnout, but small does not mean powerless. Small does not mean bad. It was a wonderful opportunity for us to start the conversation, just for us to start these discussions. And it's through those discussions that we hope to promote growth, understanding, and mutual respect in our community and beyond. So if we can take these conversations where we're at and go have those conversations somewhere else in our worlds, then, you know, hopefully we can reach a point where we're able to have some understanding between people who are just different. So our group accepts and encourages people of all ages, sexes, genders, sexualities, nationalities, ethnicities, races, abilities, religious beliefs. You're all welcome and encouraged to attend.
Yeah, so when we started this, me and Faith were actually talking over coffee one day in lunch. I think we were downtown Douglasville at Cabin Fever Roasters talking about, you know, we wish there was a place that people could come and meet. Because me, being a therapist, you know, I've sat in an office with people for 22 years almost. And what I know is that the more I talk with people about issues and problems, it doesn't really matter who they are, whether they're gay, black, white, Hispanic, straight, Christian, Hindu, Buddhist, whoever, however you identify yourself, Muslim. I've had people from Iraq. I've seen people from Iran. I've seen people from at the continent of Africa. And the more and more I talk with people, the more I recognize that we are all really the same. That despite all these ways we separate ourselves, we're all the same. And so for me, the conversation was a place where people could come and get to meet other people who are unlike them and begin to realize, hey, we really have so much more in common than we do different. And because we were just kind of musing, I think, you and I, Faith, over coffee about how everything seems to be so separate and we seem to be disjointed and everybody's attacking and against each other. And if we really just got to know one another, those things could stop. We could have a place of mutual respect and hopefully, like she said, carry that out beyond just Douglasville or the conversation we may have in a room with, you know, 5, 10, 50 other strangers or people we're just getting to know. We can carry that conversation out to our own community, to our own neighborhoods, to the people we know. So this is a place for us to have all thoughts and opinions represented. So one way I think about it that I think is interesting that would be a challenge for me is in our first meetup, we met in my office this past Saturday, and you know, we had a couple of African Americans there talking about how they kind of grew up being taught how to act when they get pulled over by the police.
Right.
Keep their hands on the wheel, to do exactly what the officer says, don't make any other sudden moves, don't resist at any point in time, because their experience of the world is they would be arrested, they would be searched, they would be asked to get out of the car. And you know, that's their experience of the world. And some people need to hear that experience because we don't understand or know that experience. I know I don't. As a white male living in the South, I don't really worry about rolling up on a roadblock. I show my license and I walk and I drive away. Nobody's going to bother me. I don't worry about where my hands are. I don't worry about what's in my car. But it also would be a place where maybe we could have a sheriff's deputy or the sheriff or somebody come and talk about, yeah, why is it that they feel scared and worried when they roll up on people in a car or African-American in a car, and what's their viewpoint of that? You know, or a place where maybe if you are a Christian, you get to come and hear somebody's experience who is maybe lesbian or transgendered or gay and really get to know somebody who has that experience of life so you can understand. Or if you're somebody who says, I hate Christianity and I've never understood it and it seems like a hateful, terrible thing, that maybe we can have a pastor come and speak about what his experience of life has been. And as we do those kind of opposite talks and directions, people can actually get to know one another. I don't want to talk too much over you, Faith, but I want to share an experience that I had this morning. I went out and I was running and I was listening to a podcast, and it was actually Rob Bell's podcast, and he was being interviewed by what's their name, Elizabeth, who wrote Eat, Love, Pray, Pray, Love, Eat. What's her name, Elizabeth? I can't think of her last name. I'm sure you guys know. But she had a story she was telling, and the story she was telling was this young Jewish man wanted to teach in a school. So he got offered a job teaching in this really strict Jewish school. Elizabeth Gilbert is her name. But he got offered this job teaching this really strict Jewish school. And part of what they did in the school was he was a science teacher. So he didn't know if he really wanted to take this job at first because he was told that when you start to teach science, there's going to be a rabbi in the class with you. And so when you teach science, if there's something that we disagree with or something that the Bible or the Torah speaks differently about, he's going to state his opinion. And then you get to teach some more. And this man kept saying, well, that seems like, you know, you're restricting me and you're holding me down and you're going to force me to teach something different. And they kept saying, no, no, it's just what we do. And so reluctantly, he took the job, even though he thought it was going to feel like he was being restricted and being forced to teach something. They're a private institution. They can do what they want. And he said, so the first day of class, I'm up there and I'm teaching. And I want to teach about something pretty straightforward. So I'm teaching just about basic chemistry and what's going on. And he says, and pretty soon one of the kids raised their hands and says, well, how old is the world? And being a scientist, he says, well, you know, we estimate it's 4 billion to 7 billion, 6 billion years old, somewhere in that range. And he hears this rabbi kind of going, and stands up and says, well, in the Bible, in the Torah, we say that, you know, we think the Bible, that the earth's only 5,000 to 6,000 years, 10,000 years old. And, you know, goes and says all that, sits down, looks at the teacher and says, go ahead, continue teaching. And this teacher says, and this is what happens the first few weeks, this rabbi stands up over and over again to say what they believe spiritually. And he finally goes to the head of the school and says, I can't do this. I'm going to quit because this just feels restrictive. It feels like you're telling me I can't teach things. And the head guy calls in the rabbi and they talk about it together. And what the rabbi says to him is, I'm not telling you can't teach that. What we're doing here is we're letting the kids hear science. And then we're telling the kids, here's the spiritual point of view of that. But every time I do that with you, I sit down and I say, go ahead and teach. And we let you teach what you're going to teach. And he said, the young teacher said, I had this realization at that moment that, hey, they're not keeping me from teaching and I'm not keeping him out. It's not that we have to teach only science or only religion, that we're teaching everything and these children get to decide and hear everything in every aspect. And he said, and this man who I had all these different opinions with about creation and the world and science and how it works became one of my best friends over the years. So to me, it kind of reminded me of this conversation we're having, that hopefully those things can happen, even though we have differences of opinion, that if we can have an open, honest conversation, that there's space in the room for everybody to say how they feel, what they think, how they see the world, how they feel about the world, what they've experienced in the world, that can bring reconciliation and friendship and care. So I didn't want to talk more over you, but that story, it was exactly what we're doing.
It is a perfect representation of kind of our goal. The purpose of the conversation is to really engage others. We want people who have no clue how other people live to come and hear those experiences, but also to give those people room to share their own experiences, right?
Yeah.
A safe place to be able to do that. Another part of our purpose is to spread awareness. And really, one of the biggest reason behind this is that According to the Southern Poverty Law Center, and I checked this last weekend, there are 892 hate groups across the United States, 39 alone in Georgia. And hate, think about what hate means. What does it feel like to hate someone so much that you would just prefer to see them not in this world? Just think about that for a minute. That's frightening. What if you were one of the targets of one of those groups? How might that feel? If you don't know, then you need to come to the conversation to find out, because I assure you there will be people there who will share their experiences and you'll know. The other purpose of our group is to create community, right? Because when we sit down and we're able to have these conversations with one another, then we are able to grow community. We are able to take care of one another because we know one another. And once we get to know one another, we realize that we're really, like you said, not all that different. Right. And there are a lot of issues in our communities, not just in Douglasville, but all across the world. We see racism and sexism, ableism and ageism. As we grow older, you know, I am getting older on a daily basis. As much as I hate to think about it, I'm sure that we all struggle with growing older. But the older I get, the more invisible I become to people. So I go through all of these stages that I, you know, these things that I have to do to make myself appear more youthful so that I don't become irrelevant to the rest of the world, because I still have a lot to give. Religious intolerance and hate, a lot of the hate groups that are in place are of that nature. Sexual orientation bias, there's gender bias, classism is an issue, and that's not something we really understand or talk about, but that's something that we're going to learn about through the course of our meetings at the conversation. And then immigration. What about different nationalities? What about different ethnicities? What does ethnicity even mean? What's the difference between an ethnicity and a race? So we're going to experience those things. We're going to talk about those things. And for future meetings, we're kind of thinking of having people come and talk. People from different portions, from different communities within our own communities, so subcultures. We'll have speakers, we'll have videos, we've even talked about having book talks on books that we want to read. Just anything that will allow us the opportunity to get to know people in our community whose life experiences differ from our own.
Yeah, so we're going to challenge ourselves and all of you guys listening and want to come be a part of this to kind of get out of your comfort zone. Get to know somebody that you may not otherwise get to know. Get to know their experiences and who they are. I know that last week when we were there, we had me and you and one, two, three, four other people. And in that course of that hour and a half of sitting together, I learned a tremendous lot about myself and those people sitting in the room and their experiences. And I know they all said they learned tremendously a lot from each other. And yeah, it's going to push you to be a little uncomfortable. But I hope that you want to be pushed to be a little uncomfortable to get to know people, because that's how we're going to develop a community and we're going to start caring for each other and treating each other with kindness and respect, even when we differ opinions, that it's okay that we can hold differing opinions and thoughts and beliefs and different experiences of the world and still care about each other. We all don't have to think and look and act the same or even believe the same to still care about each other. And I think that's one of the aspects of that. So,
absolutely.
You know, when I say being uncomfortable, hopefully you're going to read some books that are going to be outside your comfort zone, that are going to be maybe polar opposite of what you believe or what you've ever thought. Some books you may read will be exactly what you think. Some videos we may watch or speakers that are there you may completely disagree with, but at least come have that experience. Ask those questions of somebody so they can give you their experiences. I know that's kind of what we're thinking about doing. So we're going to meet again. So that's kind of really good overview here for the last 15 minutes.
Yes.
So we're going to meet again June 18th.
June 18th at 4 p.m.
Right. If you know where my office is, we're going to meet at my office. If you don't, it's at 3400 Chapel Hill Road in Douglasville, Georgia. at the corner of Chapel Hill Road and Brookmont Parkway. So if you're familiar with Douglasville, you know where the Fowler soccer fields are. I'm in that big brick building that sits right next door in front of the Primrose Academy. If not, if you get off I-20 coming from anywhere in Atlanta and go south on Chapel Hill, it's probably a couple miles down Chapel Hill Road. You'll see a light, Brookmont Parkway and Chapel Hill. You turn left on Brookmont, and then you can turn left into the building. And park in between the Primrose Parkway, Primrose Daycare, and the building. Park in between those two places, because where you enter will be the back door. We're going to be in what they call the event theater in that building. There's an Alliance Spine Clinic. It's a pain clinic. And right next to that clinic is another glass door with an awning over it. You come in that door. Hopefully we'll have a sign there placed, and you just walked into that hallway, and the event theater, the room we'll be in, is right at the end of that hallway. And it's going to be Saturday, the 18th, from 4 to 6.
Yes.
So that's when we're going to meet. So I don't know, Faith, if you have anything else you want to tell people about it, or I don't think we've really planned yet what we're going to do for that day. So maybe the other thing maybe we need to announce is, if you want to be a part of this and you're not, go to meetup.com. Mm-hmm. Sign up at meetup.com, and then you can see tons of meetups there, but you can look up The Conversation is what it's called, and you can join the conversation online, and you become part of the discussion boards there. You can have input into what you want to talk about. You can see what's upcoming in the meeting on the 18th. Faith and I will be in there discussing things. This podcast will be in there, so that you can see what's going on. You can see when the meetups are happening. And hopefully we'll meet up not just in Douglasville. I see there's a discussion maybe about, you know, if somebody asks you on the discussion board, right, Douglasville might be too far. They live in Atlanta. They live in Decatur. So we've got people from all over Atlanta. So maybe we may meet downtown one time, or meet closer to Atlanta, or meet in Marietta or somewhere. So you get to see that. So again, if you go to meetup.com, look up The Conversation, you can become a member and see all that information.
So yeah, just to recap, our meeting time is Saturday, June 18th. From 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. in Douglasville, right? We will be meeting in Douglasville on the 18th. And I really hope that you are able to join us.
Yeah. So, Faith, thanks for being here.
Yeah. Thanks
so
for having me.
So, hopefully you guys, if you hear this podcast, please share it, tweet it out, share it again on Facebook, reshare it again, retweet it, all those kind of things. Again, I'll put it up in the conversation as part of one of the discussions so you can hear it there too. So, hopefully we'll see you in, I guess, a week and a half.
Yeah. See you soon.
See you soon. See you guys later. Thanks.